Let's speak now to Mo Thuzar. She's an expert from the IC's Yusuf Ishak Institute. Good evening, Mo. What's your take on this turn of events underway right now in Myanmar?
Good evening, Dawn, Steve. I wish this were under happier circumstances. I think my take, as is that of many around the world, is, you know, this is something that we were hoping would not happen, and that, you know, logic would apply.
And Mo, what message do you think the military is trying to send to the people of Myanmar? And this, is this the end of the country's democratic process, do you think?
It does seem that announcing a state of emergency and taking the executive power into their hands signals that the democratic transition that was scoped by the military and set into motion since 2010 now seems to be somehow taken a different course or ended in the way that the military decides. So the kind of message that I would think is being sent by this announcement of a state of emergency is really, I guess, a reminder, if you will, to the civilian leadership and the people in the country of this this guardian role, quote unquote, that the military seems to hold very strongly to.
Well, it is, to say, you know, to say the least, a shocking fall from power for Aung San Suu Kyi. Does the military risk making a martyr out of her, Mo?
When you're detained after having won a landslide victory, what do you think, Don?
Well, how do you see the Myanmar people responding to the military's action? Do you think they will respond in violence? Aung San Suu Kyi herself or her party have called for them to go to the streets.
I think there are still differing views on the veracity of that document that has been posted on the Chair NLD's Facebook page. I think the experience since 1988 has borne down a lot on the people in Myanmar that responding to violence and force with equal action has, you know, resulted in a lot of tragedy in the past. So I've been trying to look at the live reports that are coming out from local media. And one thing is that the internet is not completely shut down, you know, it's working. So what I see is, apart from the kind of concern and maybe initial panic in the morning of people trying to stock up on provisions, draw money and so on, the streets of Yangon, as far as I could see from these local news reports, are quiet. I think people are trying to stay indoors and not come out or engage in any activity that could be misconstrued otherwise as any action of provocation. And I think that is the kind of sentiment that is trying to prevail, that let's not try to, take them at their game. So again, the experience of 1988 and, of course, farther back from 1962, all of these have, I think, built into the psyche of the Myanmar people that, you know, we are very different from those years and those kinds of situations. And, you know, we're not totally disconnected or without access to information and the means to constructively use it.
Mo, there are some who believe that this is the end of the political road for Ms. Suu Kyi. Do you believe that? And if so, who else has the same cachet, perhaps charisma, to lead in her place?
Aung San Suu Kyi has committed to see through the democratization, the journey towards democracy as her lifelong goal. And as long as I think she is, she continues to be in the leadership role for the National League for Democracy and provide that kind of rallying point around which I think people can still pin their hope. I think currently at this point, I do not see this as the end of the road. If anything, she has once again become the face of what needs to change in Myanmar and you know, the whole transition journey.
Mo, thank you very much for sharing your perspectives on today's developments in Myanmar.
Thank you,
Mo Thuzad, there from the Myanmar Studies Program at the ICES Yusof Ishak Institute.